This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as hour number three, always Newsmax TV. Welcome to the world-famous War Room deep inside Wayne Manor in a country I call Trump Land. Another great day for Trump and company, another bad day for the Democrats. I've got a great commentary to read you coming out in the newspaper Sunday. Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, with the top 20 newspapers in America, and syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. All my columns are syndicated. And this commentary has a very interesting title. I don't want Trump's tax return. I want Harry Reid's. The week started with yet another liberal conspiracy. I call them WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. It's like a game of three-card Monty. Trump is about to indict a ton of Democrats and FBI, DOJ officials under the direction of Democrats, and Democrats need you to look the other way. So Democrats and their weasel pals at the New York Times reported on President Trump's tax returns from 30 years ago. First, a newsflash. No one cares. Trump's created a prosperous economy, plentiful jobs, higher wages. Most Americans only care about their own tax return. Thanks to Trump's economy and tax cuts, our own tax returns show higher income and higher take-home pay. Hey, Dems, you failed again. Secondly, it's illegal for anyone to leak a private citizen's tax return. Whoever did it is going to prison. Or doesn't it bother the New York Times to be a party to a federal crime? Wouldn't it be fun to see the New York Times prosecuted along with the IRS leakers? Come on, do it, Trump, do it. Third, the Democrats really screwed up this time because their scam has backfired. They've reminded us to ask for tax returns, all right, but I don't want to see President Trump's returns, who was a billionaire before he ever got elected. What I want to see is the tax returns of politicians who got filthy rich while in office. You know, like Harry Reid. Trump made his money in the private sector. That's none of my business. Trump took huge tax deductions, billions of dollars worth. Who cares? They were all legal. If they weren't legal, how come the IRS never said a word for the past 30 years till Trump became president? But if politicians get rich, well, that's something we all investigate. I don't care about the ones who get rich before office. I care about the ones who get rich in office on the taxpayer dime. How did Harry Reid retire as one of the richest senators on a salary of $175,000 a year? Can anyone explain how anyone gets rich on $175,000 per year after taxes, after kids in college, after homes with mortgages in both Vegas and D.C.? Because I can't make the math work. I think I know the answer. I believe everyone in Congress makes that $175,000 salary, but they steer billions of dollars in government contracts and million-dollar lobbying jobs to their spouses, children, parents, and siblings. Everyone around them gets rich. Well, they say, well, I just take $175,000 salary. That's the scam. So I don't care about a billionaire president's tax returns. I want to see all the tax returns of Harry Reid and his entire family from the year he was elected to Congress to the day he retired. But this isn't about Harry. It's about all the politicians in D.C. Pelosi's husband and Feinstein's husband are world-class rich. How do they get there? They're both close to billionaires. Government contracts while their wife's played senator, perhaps? Senator Claire McCaskill's husband got big government contracts. How? Joe Biden's son made a fortune in business with Ukraine. How? Mitch McConnell's family has reportedly made a world-class fortune in business with China. How? See, I'm an equal opportunity troublemaker. Then there's the Clintons. They're in a league of their own. The Clinton Foundation was an offshore extortion operation that would make the Gambino crime family blush. And then there's the under-the-table money and offshore bank accounts. As I've stated before in these pages, I am certain Democrats are taking bribes from the Mexican drug cartels to block Trump's wall. There is $600 billion a year, billion with a B, at stake from drug and human trafficking. You can't possibly believe that the liberal politicians demanding open borders, sanctuary cities, and denying there's a crisis at the border aren't being bribed with billions in cash. Folks, there's no doubt we need to see IRS tax returns. It's just not President Trump's tax returns that matter. We need to study the D.C. politicians like Harry Reid, who entered, quote, public service, unquote, with no wealth and left it filthy rich. Even Trump couldn't pull that one off. That's my commentary coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. All right, so some more good news. Trump unveils his new nickname for Joe Biden, and it's a killer. Here's a guy that nicknamed Senator Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. He calls Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Connecticut Democrat who falsely claims to have fought in Vietnam, Da Nang Dick. Jeb Bush, of course, was low-energy Jeb. Then there was Crooked Hillary, Lion Leakin' James Comey, Jeff Flakey, Head Clown Chuck Schumer, and Mad Maxine Waters. And he called Joe Biden, the former VP who now is atop the polls in the race for the Dem nomination, low-IQ Joe. More recently, he dubbed him Sleepy Joe. And what did I say? I said, I can't believe he's dubbing him Sleepy Joe. It should be Creepy Joe. I've said this in my Twitter. I've said it on my Facebook. I've said it in emails. And in the midst of a tweet fest on Friday, Trump finally arrived at the perfect nickname for Biden, Sleepy Creepy Joe. There it is. Trump grabbed Creepy. I told him you got to use Creepy. Looks to me, says like it's going to be Sleepy Creepy Joe over Crazy Bernie. Everyone else is fading fast. So I like it. I like it. Trump did what I said to do, as usual. I swear he watches my tweets. He listens to my show. He watches my show. And he takes the best stuff. More great news in Trump land. The Pentagon is going to transfer $1.5 billion from the Afghanistan funding to Trump's border wall. Isn't that great news? Why? Here's the thing. Nobody ever talks about this. Okay? Like, here's a good example. I might be the single biggest backer of Israel on radio today, on National Conservative Radio. Even though every conservative host loves Israel, and they all say wonderful things about Israel. We all back Israel. Is anyone bigger of a fan of Israel than me? It's just not possible. All the time, in every show, I mention how much I love Israel, how I want us to support Israel, how I can't stand the Ilhan Omars of the world. And I'm on Israel's team, right? But having said that, I'd rather spend the money on the wall than give $3 billion a year to Israel. I'd rather spend that $3 billion on the wall. Now, I think you could do both. I think you don't take the money away from Israel. I think you take it away from the bad guys. Take it away from all the Muslim countries. Take it away from the Pakistans of the world. There's no reason to give them money. Take it away from all the countries that hate us. But certainly there's no reason to spend the money on Afghanistan. We've already wasted, what, $1 trillion in Afghanistan? And $1 trillion in Iraq? Take the money from there to build the wall. Why would we not have enough money for a wall in America, but we have enough money for strange countries thousands of miles away where the people hate us, don't thank us for liberating them, don't care about us. The countries are filled with people who want to terrorist bomb, suicide bomb, and kill us and Israel. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. You wasted, what, $2 trillion, I believe, on all the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq over the years? Why don't we have that $2 trillion back at home as tax cuts for the American people and build the wall? Anyway, the Pentagon's going to transfer $1.5 billion from Afghanistan funding for Trump's border wall, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. Good news. And more good news. Trump Attorney General Giuliani is going to travel to the Ukraine and push leaders on DNC and Biden family corruption investigations. This is funny. We're going to go after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Don't you see? Donald Trump is brilliant. I shouldn't be admitting these things. Trump is brilliant. When Trump says, oh, it's going to be Biden, that's going to be the nominee, all the rest of them are fading. Don't you see why he's doing that? He's doing that because he wants it to be Biden. Biden's the easiest one to beat. I got news here. As crazy as all these Green New Deal wacko nutcase communists are with Trump derangement syndrome who are running, as crazy as they are, as bad of a candidate they are, it's still easier to beat Joe Biden than them. Because first of all, the Democratic Party will never get behind a Joe Biden. He's an easy sitting duck loser the same way Hillary was. He's just that old establishment Democrat that they're never going to get excited about. You can't get excited over Joe Biden, just like you couldn't get excited over Hillary Clinton. So Trump wants Biden. And number two, Biden has massive corruption to talk about all day long. So Trump knows that, so he's pushing Biden, when in reality, he's better off with Biden. That's been my opinion from the beginning. I'm sick of hearing dummies, smart people who really are dummies. They think they're smart. They think they're such Washington, D.C. experts. And they tell you that Biden's the tough one. Biden's the one that could beat Trump. Do you really believe brilliant Trump if he believed that? Look at all the things he's done. The man's amazing. He's relentless. And do you really believe he'd be saying all day, Biden's the one, Biden's the one, I'm going to be facing Biden, if he wasn't rooting for Biden to be the one? He's trying to talk you into Biden. So now Giuliani's going to Ukraine because he knows it might be Biden, and he's going to find out about all the corruption. After leaving office in 2017, Vice President Joe Biden bragged about strong-arming the government of Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor. Didn't I tell you this story? Wayne Root got this story way before anybody else. And he said he threatened Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in March 2016 that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet Republic towards insolvency if they didn't immediately fire Prosecutor General Viktor Chokin. He said that publicly. And then it turned out that Joe Biden had him fired because he was investigating Joe Biden's son, Hunter. He was investigating $3 million of funds that were being transferred out of Ukraine and into accounts in the United States at that time. Joe Biden had him fired. And it was all about his son, Hunter, who was on the board of directors of a company that was doing business in Ukraine, and Hunter was getting $166,000 a month. I told you this weeks ago. He's going to push the current leadership of Ukraine on several investigations, including the probe on Biden corruption. But there's also some sort of DNC scandal he's checking on, which I think is wild. Wild. Ukrainian President-elect Volodymyr Zelensky, who takes office in June, will assume the stewardship of two major ongoing investigations. One concerns evidence that the DNC and Hillary campaign may have worked with Ukrainians to illegally help Clinton by revealing damaging information about then-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. And the other investigation pertains to allegations that former VP Joe Biden pressured Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor in order to take the heat off of his son's company. His son was a board member. I'm telling you, they want Biden, and they're going to nail this guy to a cross. But I was there with it first, and I've written about it. Don't take my word for it. It's in my columns, my newspaper columns. Go to RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying, I know that you're trying, everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying, I know that you're trying, everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, conservative warrior, at your service. I'm not just a conservative warrior, I'm a middle-class warrior. I'm always Donald Trump warrior. I am a relentless warrior. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm a patriot. America first, America second, America third, America forever. I'm a capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America. American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and the GOP. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as K-Bet in the great Las Vegas. Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg gave me my shot in national radio syndication. So it's the Ed and Fred Show, this show dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show, and we thank Fordham Resources for being so generous and signing the front of the checks to make sure America hears the good conservative gospel. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call anytime. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website, and all my commentaries are there. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you get in touch with me. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, at gmail.com. I love your emails. Keep them coming. I get over 1,000 a week, and you can find all my tweets at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. Breaking news, new evidence shows with certainty the FBI lied to the court to obtain the FISA warrant to spy on Trump. The FBI did indeed have proof the Steele dossier was a fraud when they used it to obtain the FISA warrant to spy on candidate Trump. They lied to get the FISA warrant. Everybody involved should go to jail. John Solomon from The Hill reported a State Department employee had evidence the Steele dossier was a fraud before it was used by the FBI to obtain a FISA warrant to spy on Trump. I mean, this is good news. I mean, it's bad news. It's terrible news that this happens in America. The FBI are just a complete bunch of frauds. You know, they're the fake Bureau of Incompetency. They're both fake and incompetent. But on the other hand, it's great news because we're going to put a lot of people in jail. These are bad guys. They deserve to go to jail. And I'm Mr. Pro-Law Enforcement, but let me tell you, I had no idea. First of all, I thought law enforcement was filled with conservative Republicans. In my day, every guy I ever met who was a cop or FBI was a crew-cut conservative Republican who loved Nixon and Reagan. And, you know, I mean, that was the kind of guy you got. Today, now it's about diversity. And it's filled with officials at the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA who are lifelong career bureaucrats. They may carry a badge. They may carry a badge and a gun. They never used it. If a person came up upon them and they needed the gun, they'd shake and they'd try and grab it. It would fall on the ground and it would shoot them in the balls. That's the kind of guy who's in the FBI, leading the FBI now. They couldn't shoot if their life depended on it. They don't know anything about using a weapon. They're not cops. They're bureaucrats. They could have been the head of agriculture. They could have been the head of HUD. They could have been the head of IRS. But they got a job as the head of FBI. It doesn't make them a G-man. And so they got the job from Obama, so they pledged loyalty to Obama. And they got it because they're a big Democrat. That's what's going on. So you got to put all these FBI guys in jail. So lots of good news, lots of good things happening. By the way, the University of Georgia says the teaching assistant who said white people might have to die to save this country, die, did not violate the code of conduct. I mean, this is where our country's going, folks. This is where our country's going. If you have two people, Wayne Root says, build a wall, not because I have anything against Hispanics. I love Hispanics. As a matter of fact, the wall's good for anyone in America who is an Hispanic in the country now legally. You don't want to let more people in to take your jobs away. So it's got nothing to do with the hatred of Hispanics. So if I said I'm for the wall, but I love Hispanics and I want to help Hispanics who are in the country, and another person said, kill all the white people at UNLV, our local college, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, here in Las Vegas. I'm telling you, students would demand the administration not allow Wayne Root on campus, or demand the police escort me off the campus, or they'd come and try and hurl objects at my face for merely wanting to protect America from terrorists and murderers and rapists and bad people and have a wall in the wall, but a door in the wall to let the good people in, as me and Trump want to do. But that person who said kill all the white people, they'd protest and they would turn police cars over to demand that they keep that person on the UNLV campus. And this is not a rant about UNLV, it's about every college in America. Radical, screwed up students everywhere in America. And all they want to do is hang me for being white, but they'll allow you to say racist things against whites. Amazing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is backing the increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Shortly after the increase went into effect, the president tweeted that tariffs will bring far more wealth into our country than even a phenomenal deal of a traditional kind would. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News,
"The China delegation is here again. The vice premier is here. President Trump said yesterday that he received another good letter from President Xi. He has a strong relationship. We believe a deal is possible, but what President Trump has made clear is we think we're in a very strong position either way."
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a STEM school in Colorado have had their hearings postponed. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports that a private security guard may have fired on a sheriff's deputy on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit him. And Uber launched its initial IPO on Friday at $42 a share. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm, without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tell them I don't even need it. I'm okay with going to them. Fine.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm always telling you to give Tangible Investments a call. They are the sponsor of this show. They sell gold and silver, and it was just a great article I came across today in the media, Zero Hedge, one of my favorite sites in the world, and my favorite business site, period. China adds gold for the fifth straight month. Demand surges during important Indian holiday. China's central bank added gold to its reserves for the fifth month in a row. In April, the latest emerging market central bank to stock up on gold. The People's Bank of China said its gold reserves rose to 61.1 million ounces last month, an increase of 480,000 ounces from March, bringing its total gold holdings to about $78 billion. Since it started buying gold in December after a 25-month pause, China has built up its gold holdings by almost 60 tomes. And it's not just China. Russia and central banks' demand is up sharply among among Indian citizens. Brisk gold sales in India. And so the story is all over the world. People are buying gold. According to the Economic Times of India, gold sales were up by as much as 25% on a big Indian holiday, which fell on May 7th this year. India ranks second in the world in gold demand behind China. The United States, the only country in the world where everybody doesn't own gold. And I wonder why. It's kind of stupid, you know? It's because in school, nobody teaches you to own gold. They teach you maybe you should own stocks. Actually, they don't teach you anything. You graduate from school in this country as a complete mindless moron with a pea-sized brain. No one teaches you a damn thing. But they certainly teach you nothing about money and nothing about gold. And I'm telling you, everybody needs to own gold. It's wealth insurance. There should be courses taught on in school. Wealth insurance. So give Tangible Investments a call, because if you know you got to buy gold, and Wayne Root's telling you got to buy gold, you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible Investments. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. That's right. They give it to a lot of my listeners. $199 gold coin absolutely free if you qualify. Call up and find out. But if you're going to buy it from a company that has credibility, 35 years in business, 2 billion in transactions. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So I want to get back, and I'll take I see we have JD on the line. We'll take more calls. I held off on guests this hour, so we can have a few more calls. So let's take some calls. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States. Before we get to JD, I just want to mention University of Georgia TA, who said white people might have to die, did not violate the code of conduct. I went to a rant about that at the end of the last segment. A judiciary panel at the University of Georgia has concluded a teaching assistant and graduate student who came under scrutiny for making racially charged statements did not violate the student code of conduct. The graduate student had been accused of purposely omitting a trespassing arrest from his University of Georgia admissions applications, among other allegations. His name is Rami Osei Frimpong. So you know he's black, and that's his name? Come on, he's not from America. He's probably from some African nation. He probably got let in, when my kids pay full fare to go to college, he probably got let in with, 99% off, all kinds of foreign aid. This whole country is so screwed up, it's unbelievable. Why would you let my kids pay full price and your kids pay full price, and the kids coming from a foreign country pay nothing? They get foreign aid. University of Georgia TA graduate student Rami Osei Frimpong was cleared by the panel on Tuesday after facing expulsion over allegations he failed to list his previous attendance at the University of Chicago, as well as he purposely admitted a trespassing arrest from his applications, his admissions applications. They launched the investigation into his misconduct after he and the university received backlash for his racially charged statements that were exposed to the public in January. His statements included the claim some white people may have to die in order to achieve racial justice, and that fighting white people is a skill which should be practiced, adding that was one of the reasons why he's in favor of integrated schools. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You wouldn't say that those are reasons to kick someone out of the college? Really? I mean, in the past, you'd have to say, I believe in free speech, right? That's what you'd have to say. And America has an amendment in the Constitution that protects you. Free speech is the most important thing in the world. And therefore, he could say what he wants, right? But he's threatening to kill white people. Can you imagine if I, Wayne Root, said, listen, black people are just going to have to die. Listen, to make this a better country, we're going to have to kill some black people. We're going to have to hang and string up some black people. Can you imagine if I said that horrible thing? I mean, that's horrible. Okay? And those are things that happen in America. It's horrible. Well, guess some other things that happen in America. There are white people who've died at the hands of black people. There are black murderers in this country all over the place, just like there are white murderers. So to have a black man say white people have to die is a threat of murdering people. How do you let him stay in the college? Ridiculous. I would never even think in my wildest dreams of saying, whispering it to myself when I'm not on the air, that black people have to die to make this a better country. I couldn't even imagine saying that. And yet they call people like me racist. Me meaning a white Republican male who likes Trump. I'm a racist. It never even occurs to me to say black people have to die. But this guy, this schmuck, says white people have to die and he doesn't get kicked out of the college. It's ridiculous. And one more to give you, and then we'll get to the call. Oh, we got callers. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take callers. They're here now. Let's take them. We got JD in Las Vegas on line one. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. Hey, a couple of things real quick. Prediction, after listening to Biden talk three or four times, I predict he's going to be out of the race by July 4th. I mean, his speech on China not being a threat to us or competition to us is a speech he gave like in 1980. They're going to check him into a hospital and say he's had exhaustion. I think the man is losing his mind. You mentioned Harry Reid. He had a symposium at UNLV, and I want to read you a one-line quote. This babe, Mr. Reid said last month, I think we're at a tipping point, driving ourselves into bankruptcy. Mr. Reid added that the federal deficit is going to bury us. A guy who was there for 36 years when the debt was $1 trillion, now 20. All of a sudden, he realizes the problems we're having. And I find it amazing.
JD, don't forget. Wait, just, yeah. I'll let you finish the last one, but don't forget. He carried Obama's water up the hill for 8 years as the Senate majority leader and minority leader. He did everything Obama ever asked him to do, which is what sent us into bankruptcy. Obama doubled the national debt in 8 years from $10 trillion to $20 trillion, the first president in history to ever do $10 trillion of debt, first president in history to ever get us to $20 trillion of debt, first president in history to have a $1 trillion deficit, first president in history to have, I think it was 6 straight years of a $1 trillion deficit. This guy has every bad record you could ever name, Obama. Oh, and he created more debt than all the other presidents combined in the history of America. And Harry Reid did it all for him and with him as brothers in arms, and now he's going to complain about the debt. What a joke.
And Harry Reid wouldn't even pass a budget for 6 years, even though by law he was required to do it.
Right.
He would never let a budget come through the Senate. And the last thing I wanted to tell you, Columbus Dave is coming out here May the 19th for 4 days.
Well, make sure that he gets together with me, okay? We'll all get together.
I'll let you know.
You got it. Thanks, JD. Let's take Renee in Las Vegas as well. We've got a few Vegas calls here. Renee, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I don't know if anyone knows this, but this morning Congress was opened with an opening prayer by an anti-Jewish imam.
Yes, it's the next.
Pelosi.
Isn't that funny? That's the next story I was going to get to. Go ahead. Talk about it.
And Pelosi was bowing her head.
Yeah, I see the picture. You're probably looking at the same one as me. You're probably looking at the exact same article as me, because there's the imam and there's Pelosi bowing her head, and the headline says, outrageous, yeah. Pelosi gives congressional opening prayer duties to anti-Semitic imam who compared Jews to Nazis. Wow.
Right.
Let me see who this guy is.
Yeah.
Iman Omar Suleiman, anti-Semitic radical Linda Sarsour, praised Pelosi for the choice. He's an anti-Semite who compared Israel to Nazis, refers to Israelis as terrorists. He supports the Muslim Brotherhood terror group, called for a Palestinian anti-Fada or attacks on Jews. And they allowed him to open Congress today. Well, look, that's the Democratic Party of today, and that's why they're going to go down to defeat.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, really embarrassed me, Renee, that so many Jews vote Democrat. With this going on, it's just insane.
I know, but I think they're turning a little bit.
A few are turning, there's no question, because this is so over the top, the hatred towards Jews and the love of Muslim radicals, over the top. All right, Renee, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Nice Jewish Republican right there, Renee. I know her because she goes to many Republican events around Las Vegas and sees me at them. So, good lady. So, Democrats invite anti-Israel imam Umar Suleiman to give House invocation. How embarrassing. And then one more article I want to mention to you. And if you want to call, we'll take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, toll free, 833-927-8255. Got some lines open. Vice President Pence says Ilhan Omar has no place on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Well, duh. Really? You think? You think? She is the most hateful Jew hater I've ever seen in a position of power. I've never seen anything like that. It's like putting some brainwashed loser from Palestine who's in ninth grade in Palestine, who's been told again and again and again by his teachers that Jews have horns and Jews eat little Arab babies, and making that person a United States congressperson where they actually can recite their lies on a pedestal, on a platform that everybody hears. That's what having Ilhan Omar around is like. It's incredible. So it's nice to hear the Vice President, Mike Pence, call for Ilhan Omar's ouster from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, but it's just so ridiculous that they ever had to come to this. Why would anyone have to ask for it? And why would Democrats be so dumb that they don't remove her? They're just hurting themselves. Pence said, look, she's made statements, anti-Semitic comments, statements against our most cherished ally, Israel, that ought to be rejected by every American, Pence said. And frankly, that very recently, she's been trying to blame the United States of America for the poverty and deprivation brought on by the commie dictatorship in Venezuela. He said dictatorship. I added the word commie. People of Minnesota will decide whether or not she remains in Congress, but she has no place in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and the Democratic leadership ought to remove her. Yeah, well, here's the problem, Vice President Pence. The people of Minnesota aren't voting on her. It's her district, and her district is filled with 100,000 Somalis brought here by Barack Obama.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold. Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Liberty HealthShare. You know how much I love Liberty HealthShare. They took such good care of me. I hadn't been to a doctor in years. I went to three of them in December, thinking I'd pay some copays or maybe have to pay for the whole visit if they didn't take Liberty HealthShare. And all three took them. I didn't know that until I got there. I didn't want to ask because I just assumed they, if they didn't take them, it would be like a $100, $150 visit. I'll just pay for it because I'm saving, you know, I'm saving all the money in premiums, right? I'm saving $18,000 a year. $54,000 over 3 years. So does it really matter if I paid for $300 office visits, my first $300 in 10 years to go to a doctor? So I figured they would, they, if they took it, they took it. If they didn't, they didn't. So some of them I'd pay, some I'd pay a copay. And it turned out all three took it, and there were no copays. They were all counted as wellness visits. So they were three free visits to the doctor. Is that not amazing? I think that's amazing. And then I got sick with kidney stones, first time in my life, and needed surgery, and they paid for the entire operation minus the deductible. I had to pay for the deductible. Okay. What choice is there? You got to pay for the deductible. You would do that with any health insurance company in the country, except with the old one, I was paying $2,000 a month, and I had a $10,000 deductible. With the new one, I'm paying $450 a month, and my deductible was $2,500. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. What a great deal. Give them a call. The host tells you it's five-star rating from Wayne Root. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but it's worth mentioning again. It's that important. Joe Biden claims U.S. has an obligation to give illegal aliens free health care. I don't get free health care. I just told you I'm amazed that I got three office visits for free, but that was paid for by Liberty HealthShare. That was not paid for by the government. Government's never given me any free health care. Why would you have to give it to illegals? Why would someone here illegally get free health care? You're a criminal. Absolutely ridiculous. And then here's Jim Jordan, the congressman, great conservative congressman, says, I will not yield. In an epic rant, Jim Jordan accuses Democrats of a sweeping Spygate cover-up. As Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee, led by Chairman Jerry Nadler, voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt on Wednesday, one Republican wasn't having it. During heated diatribe during the vote, Jordan refused to yield and instead accused Democrats of trying to push Barr for vowing to expose skullduggery by the Democrats in the deep state during the campaign, particularly as it pertains to Russian collusion. When it came time to speak, Jordan laid out everything Barr had said about his efforts to investigate exactly how the Russian probe was initiated and look into suspicions that senior FBI and DOJ officials colluded with the Democrats to create an insurance policy to stop Trump. Jordan accused Democrats trying to punish Barr for simply following the law while covering for the FBI's malfeasance, politically motivated interference. Go get him, Jim Jordan. He's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never mind what he said 3.5 weeks ago when he testified for the Senate. He said very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. Second thing, he said spying did occur. Third, he said there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place. And maybe the most interesting thing, two terms he used that frankly I find frightening, he said in his judgment, it looks like there might have been unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. During his speech, Jordan cited a 2017 interview with Senator Chuck Schumer on the Rachel Maddow Show where he said, if you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday for getting back at you. Wow. I don't know if the FBI went after Trump in 6 ways, but they sure went after him in 2 ways. One was the dossier. The FBI used one party's opposition research to get a warrant from a secret court to spy on another campaign. And when they went to court, they didn't tell the court important things like who paid for it. That Christopher Steele had said he was desperate to stop Trump. And they didn't tell him that Steele had been fired by the FBI because he was out talking to the press. The second was spying on the Trump campaign to support this. Jordan referenced a New York Times story. Second, just last Thursday, New York Times story, the FBI sent an investigator pretending to be someone else to talk with George Papadopoulos, who was working with the Trump campaign. You know what they call that? I call it spying. Think about the term he used, political surveillance. And then they tried to stop Jordan. He said, I will not yield. In any case, it's very clear what happened. Very clear. The FBI steals stories, unraveling all the claims debunked, leaks suspected before the FISA application. Mark Meadows says the FBI, well aware the dossier was a lie before moving to spy on the Trump campaign. All good stuff. And one more piece of very good news you need to know. Because a lot of conservatives don't know. They work all day, and all they hear on the news is how bad Trump is, and no one ever talks about the great things he's doing. So Chuck Schumer's really, really annoyed. Really annoyed. He has a 2-year obstruction campaign, just suffered its biggest setback yet. Trump and the Republican Senate put a premium on confirming the president's judicial nominees. That's what I say. The best thing about Trump is the judges. That led to the president seeing a record 100 nominees confirmed to the bench in an effort to remake the court from a bastion of left-wing activism into a body that performs its duty to interpret the Constitution as the founders originally intended. Of the nation's 12 Circuit Court of Appeals, Republicans already flipped one-third to a conservative majority. And with the president's 2 latest nominees confirmed to the Second Court of Appeals, which covers Chuck Schumer's home state of New York, Trump is just 1 appointment away from moving that court from a liberal majority to a conservative one. And remember, these guys stay in for life. The Senate just confirmed Judge Joseph Bianco and Michael Park to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Trump's on the verge of flipping that court to conservative. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. This is what it's all about. Everybody knows who the president is, and most people know who their mayor is. They might know who their congressman is. Nobody ever knows who the judges are. The judges are the ones that are ruining this country. Or, in some cases like this, bringing back our country, taking our country back from the hands of communists, radicals, radical Muslim sympathizers, crazy people who think it's more important to be an illegal alien transgender than a nice person who loves America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.